The historic Plaza Theater in downtown El Paso will once again become a movie palace as the 7th Annual Plaza Classic Film Festival returns from August 7th to the 17th. That may sound like a long ways off, but plans for the annual festival have been in the works for quite a while, and the first events and film titles are just being announced. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. In addition to a large roster of films, events, and special appearances, the Plaza Classic Film Festival has a new program director at its helm. Doug Pullen was for many years an entertainment and culture writer for the El Paso Times, who last fall was hired by the El Paso Community Foundation as the Plaza Classic's new program director. Doug, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I think this is the first time you've been on film, so hoping for a long run of having you back to talk about this great film festival. And I know for many years you covered the Plaza Classic Film Festival as a reporter for the El Paso Times. Now you're on the other side of the curtain. Yeah. What's that view like?
It's very different. For everything that I thought I knew about the film festival going in, there's so much more to learn.
It's a sprawling 11 days, and you have just a few months ago reconfirmed the dates of August 7th to the 17th, which means it's still approximately an 11-day event.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking at the same range of quantity of titles and,
yeah,
and events?
Yeah, I my thing is to keep it consistent with what you and Eric created. And there will be a few tweaks, but one of those tweaks isn't in the programming. It's going to be in our outdoor movies, which we have to move because Arts Festival Plaza will be under construction beginning July 1.
Lots going on downtown.
Right, a lot going on. And it'll also be the first time the film festival has gone up against a baseball team two blocks away. So half of the film festival
is feel sorry for the baseball team.
I want to use their scoreboard.
You mentioned the outdoor films and events. People might not know, but they're between the Art Museum and the Historic Plaza Theater is a lovely Arts Festival Plaza where the festival has used, particularly on the weekends, for free concerts and free screening events. But so people can just stay tuned. I presume the best thing to do is sign up to the email list through the website at plazaclassic.com.
Yeah, and we'll start making some announcements in April. We'll put festival passes on sale. They're technically on sale now on the website. But we'll do an announcement. We'll announce the local flavor applications. That's for the locally made films. We'll have some other announcements. We'll start announcing some of the titles that we booked. That's still a work in progress, as you well know. But we are looking for a new location for the outdoor movies. We'll continue to do the movies up on Mills Plaza parking garage Thursday nights, but on Fridays and Saturdays, we will not be in Arts Festival Plaza. It's going to be totally torn up.
I know festival regulars always anxiously await the first round of announcements in the spring, the first films to be rolled out and start the buzz going. Do you have anything you can share at this point?
Yeah. Because this is probably going to air around the time of the Turner Classic Movie Festival, we can say that we do have Wizard of Oz coming back. That you showed that the first year in the afternoon.
Very popular.
Yeah. We will bring it back on a Saturday night, probably the first Saturday of the festival, in honor of the 75th anniversary of that movie.
Yeah, 1939, big year.
Big year, and there will be some other films from 1939 to commemorate that.
Fantastic. Wizard of Oz, a big family event, I know. It'll be crammed full of kids as well.
I would think.
Other titles, maybe newer or spread through up into the 2000s?
Well, some of the newer stuff that I want to show will be in those 10 o'clock slots on Fridays and Saturdays that you had Pulp Fiction in there. And others.
The late night.
Yeah, get a little bit different crowd. We're going to show Blue Velvet one of those nights. We'll show
great
The
David
Matrix.
Lynch film.
Yeah. The Matrix, which you showed in the Philanthropy the first year, we'll show on the big screen this year. And Fargo, if we can get
Coen
the right,
Brothers.
Yeah, right version of it. I know the Coen Brothers stuff that's shown so far has done very well. Big Lebowski, Blood Simple. So this
always
will be
popular.
Yeah, and me living in the Midwest for 25 years, not far from where Fargo takes place, I know those accents pretty well.
I know there's always a lot of interest in Alfred Hitchcock's films. Any Hitchcock titles you can reveal just yet?
Yeah, one for sure, Rear Window. That will be the 7 o'clock slot on the first Sunday, which is August the 9th or 10th.
Nice.
And we don't have it officially, but we'll probably have Notorious. The Disney people, as you know, are not easy to get films from, but they were pretty assuring about that one. We've asked for others, but that one I think we'll get.
Two great Hitchcock titles. Mm-hmm. I think Notorious is one of my all-time favorite films, Hitchcock or otherwise.
Yeah, I just watched it again the other
day. Excited to see that with Cary Grant and Ingrid Bergman. Mm-hmm. What about 80s? Because we used to always get a lot of interest from people wanting some of the big blockbusters of the 80s.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. And it's just like 80s music, you know, 80s music nostalgia. Well, I can tell you we've got Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, the second of those films that, you know, you showed the first one a couple of years ago. I think it was a big success.
Yes.
I think this one will be too. I half a notion to try to bring in the kid. I can't think of his name right now. Who still works in the movie business. He's in his 30s, I think. Bring him in and have him talk about what it was like to play Short Round with Harrison Ford.
So you're that would be an actor, but obviously part of what makes a great film festival is guests. I know those are usually closely held to the vest until right up before, but is there anybody you're thinking you could reveal just yet?
There's a couple I could tell you about. One is a neighbor. That's Mark Medoff. Mark, you know, is up in Las Cruces
yeah.
New Mexico State Creative Media Institute. Mark is going to come in and talk about adapting his play Children of a Lesser God into a film and the good and the bad of that. So we'll show the movie and he'll talk about it in front of it. And we may even take questions after if people want. And Beth Henley has agreed to come in to talk about taking her Pulitzer-winning play, Crimes of the Heart, and turning that into a movie. So she'll talk in front of that, and we'll show that movie, too.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. And I'm sure there'll be others revealed. And again, that the important thing is to either like your Facebook page at Plaza Classic Film Festival or sign up for the email blasts that come out for the latest announcements through plazaclassic.com. You've mentioned earlier the outdoor films and that you will be still supporting local films. How is that going to work? There'll be soon a call for entries for local filmmakers?
Yeah, we'll put out an announcement in April. We'll probably have a deadline of June 28. We're interested in locally made films, and there's no entry fee or anything like that. We just take them in. We kind of adjudicate them, I guess you could say, and then it's up to Carlos Corral to put them together in a way we can show them. We may move them from the Art Museum to the Foundation Room, which is that banquet facility and the Community Foundation building. And that's by request of Carlos, who wants to show them more in the evenings and in the afternoons. The movies at the Art Museum, we will probably put some stuff in there that ties in with both the film festival exhibit, which is coming from your private collection of posters, and with some of the exhibits they have upstairs. They're going to have two environmentally oriented exhibits, one on the polar ice caps and the other one on water. And so, you know, we're looking at movies like An Inconvenient Truth and Chasing Ice and things like that that we'll program in their auditorium on the weekends of the film festival.
Interesting, and dovetailing with some of their ongoing exhibitions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Festival passes, I believe, are already available.
Yeah, they're basically available anytime, but we'll probably put a push on in April to remind people that you can get them. They're $200. They get you into basically everything, including a few private functions.
A bargain indeed for people who travel to other festivals. I think given the size and scope of the Plaza Classic Film Festival, $200 is probably the best bang for your buck in the country.
Yeah, and that price has stayed the same for a few years, as far as I know. It's, you know, it's 80 movies for $200.
80 movies spread over some 11 days, plus other events and speaking engagements and special guests and concerts and all sorts of other ancillary events. But when you try to break that down for people, are you thinking in terms of special themes or how films are linked so people can digest it a little better than this gigantic event?
Yeah. That to me was one of my favorite things about the film festival as a fan, is the way you threaded these things through it. And one of the threads that emerged, and it was not by design initially, it's really about the written word, sort of honoring the written word. And I don't know if it's because I was a writer for 40 years, but a lot of the films we're going to showcase are either going to be based on novels, short stories, teleplays, plays, musicals. I know that's not totally uncommon, but I want to make those connections. So when Mark Medoff speaks and when Beth Henley speaks, they're going to be talking about adaptation.
The process.
Yeah. And the pain that goes with it, you know.
It's very different things to write for the stage and write for film.
Yeah. You know, Mark won a Tony for Children of the Lesser God, but I understand there were quite a few pains transcribing it to the screen. So he can talk about that.
We've talked about music briefly, some of the free concerts that happen outside, but music is often a part of the festival in a number of ways. And one of those ways has been historically that there's always been several silent films with live musical accompaniment at the festival. Are you thinking in terms of any silent films this year?
Two. Well, actually three. We're going to show Safety Last, the Harold Lloyd comedy.
The great Harold Lloyd.
Yeah. And that's going to be accompanied by Walt Stroney, who's a friend of the festival. He performed with Thief of Baghdad last year. And I think The General,
did he accompany that? With The General and then several Halloween presentations, Phantom of the Opera and Nosferatu, I believe.
Yeah, it's a great
organist.
Way, yeah, and it's a great way to showcase the Wurlitzer organ in that theater, which is, you know, not every atmospheric theater has that piece of equipment left. A lot of them were destroyed or sold off and never returned. And we also will bring Charlie Chaplin to the festival this year.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to show The Kid, the 1921, I think, silent with Jackie Coogan. Because it's not that long, it's only 70 minutes, I think, we're going to package it with The Kid at Auto Races, which was the first movie in which the little tramp appeared 100 years ago this year.
Charlie Chaplin's iconic screen persona.
Yeah. And then if we get the okay, we may show a 5-minute video of him accepting his honorary Oscar in 1971 after his self-imposed exile from the country. And it's pretty emotional, but that's tentative. We don't have the approval yet from the Academy.
Sounds like you're working on a lot of interesting things, and I, for one, can't wait to enjoy and watch some of these titles.
You'll actually get to watch movies this year.
That's right. Of course, one of the biggest attractions of the Plaza Classic Film Festival is the historic Plaza Theater and getting to watch movies in that venue again. So, Doug, it's always great to see you, and it sounds like you're off to a good start.
Thank you, and thanks for all the good advice.
Hope to have you back on the show before the festival
for
a recap just before.
Gladly.
I've been discussing the planning for the 7th Annual Plaza Classic Film Festival with the festival's new program director, Doug Pullen. The Plaza Classic will run August 7th to the 17th in and around the historic Plaza Theater in downtown El Paso, and festival passes are on sale now. For more information on the festival and to keep track of ongoing program announcements, log on to plazaclassic.com and, of course, join the festival's Facebook page. You can also call the El Paso Community Foundation at 533-4020 for more information. On Film's producer is Norma Martinez. Special thanks to Dennis Wu for engineering today's show. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.